Hello, everyone. This is September the 2nd, 2020, and you are at the Spiritual Laws of Nature call with Dr. Alex Lloyd. My name is Johanna Tan. I'll be assisting Alex today. Before we hear from Alex and the Spiritual Law of Nature that he's going to share today or receive questions or comments from you about, because we're going to open the lines for you to be able to do that, I'm going to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only, and since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Dr. Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan, as your weekly practitioner of the custom codes, or maybe even you if you choose to share today. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. So today we have a Spiritual Law of Nature that Alex shared on YouTube, and we are open for any questions, comments. If you would like to comment or ask questions about it, the way you would do that is to raise your hand. Star 2 is going to raise your hand. So I'm going to bring Alex out, and if any of you want to ask questions, just raise your hand, and I'll be able to unmute your line. If you're on the web, you can just type in your question, and I'll read it for Alex. So hi, Alex.
Hey, Johanna. Hope you're doing great in California.
Yeah, we're doing good. Kind of smoky out here, but we're doing good.
Okay. Well, this week's Spiritual Law of Nature is called Wanting. And it was absolutely fascinating to me researching this, because it what you want both kind of tells you where you are in your life and determines where you go in the future. And it all came out of a study done at Harvard. They called it the Harvard Happiness Study. And they followed 1,000 students for 2 years, and the only difference in any of the students is that they had them specify at the start of the study, which do you value more, and which is your bigger priority, money or time? And the results of the study is that the students that valued time more than money ended up better in 2 years by far in almost any way that you could name than the students who valued money. The students who valued time were happier. They had better jobs. They were in better relationships. They were making more money. They had less health problems. I mean, it was just unbelievable, all the stuff that was virtually 100% based on that one factor. What do you value and prioritize most, time or money? And my kind of takeaway from that is this. All of us are born into this world with hard drive programming to seek pleasure and avoid pain. We can't get rid of it. It's there the day we're born. It's there the day we die. But once we get to a certain age, we're supposed to start choosing things that are right, things that are of character, things that are important, things that are win-win-win rather than just me winning, things that are best even if it means a little bit of pain, things that are the right thing to do even if it means less pleasure for me, okay? And the people that valued time, that's basically what they describe, is that they wanted to live by what is meaningful, what is purposeful, what at the end of their life they would have looked back and said, man, I am glad I made those choices, and not in regret over the choices they did make. Where the students that prioritized money only 2 years later were largely miserable. And I believe it's because when they got to 6, 8, 10, 12, obviously, because these are Harvard College students, so they're at least 18, that at 18, 20, 22, they were still prioritizing and choosing money and the stuff that money will buy, which are largely love substitutes, pleasurable things to keep the pain away from me, but not prioritizing necessarily, at least at the top, what is right, meaningful, purposeful, etc. Good for everyone. So my takeaway is this, that in our life, we need to get to a place where we want to not want what we want. And the thing we want is that seek pleasure and avoid pain. We need to get to a place where that is no longer what we want most. What we want most is the loving choice, the win-win-win, the thing that is meaningful and purposeful, and the thing that we, at the end of our life, will look back on and say, man, I made a lot of mistakes, but that was a good choice. So that's it for me, Johanna. We need to want to not want what we want and start wanting the things that as adults will really bring us satisfaction, meaning, purpose, great relationships, and better health too. So that's it for me.
All right. Wow. Thanks so much, Alex. This was really, really a great one. Well, they're all great. Okay, so if anyone has any questions or comments that you'd like to share with Alex or ask Alex, raise your hand. Star 2 is going to raise your hand, and I'll be able to unmute your line so you can interact with Alex. And we have Glenn from California.
Hey, Glenn.
Hi, Dr. Alex. Hi, Johanna. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Hey. Good to hear your voice.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Great teaching, and always a little short today, but it's powerful.
Well, the YouTube is the long version.
Oh, well, we love as much as you as possible whenever we can.
Thank you.
We can even have that. I've been the teachings all through in studying with you here has me realize that it kind of seems that if we're going to follow the teachings, we need to be taught that life's kind of inside out. What you just say is that we have to do the things, not the things that we feel that we're tendency to do, but we have to do the things that are right, that could be against our nature. I think that has to be taught because it doesn't come naturally. I'm wondering how you taught your children that and how we can teach our children that.
Well, first of all, I made so many mistakes as a parent that I don't know that I wouldn't put myself up as the model for that. But the thing I think that really helped me is the day my first son, Harry, was born, Hope and I had 3 miscarriages. We'd wanted children so bad, and we'd about come to believe it was never going to happen. And then here comes Harry, and we were just thrilled beyond words. But then on the day he was born, I was looking at him through the nursery window at the hospital before they took him into Hope and got really, really scared. And I felt like, and then I had this thought in my head that I thought was God, but it was a thought in my head, and it was, Alex, if you can do 2 things with Harry, you will have done okay. If he, number one, if he gets to 18 years old and he's still physically alive, that's number one, and number two, he knows 100% beyond any shadow of a doubt, would bet money on it, that he is 100% loved and accepted exactly the way he is, then you will have done okay. And Glenn, I just sort of felt this relaxation, like, wow, well, I don't know what I'm doing, but that might be something that I can do okay yet. And that was sort of my compass north. Anytime anything came up, if there was a problem, if there was an argument, if there was some parenting challenge, man, that would be my filter. That would be my north that I went through. Okay, he's probably still going to be alive, but is this going to help him know how much he is loved and accepted just the way he is? Or would another choice mean he would not feel that as much? And that was always my choice, is the one I felt would take him more and more in that direction. And then when George came along, for him too. And they'd be the first one to tell you that I've made all kinds of mistakes, but they're both past 18 now, and I believe they both know that. Let me find out for sure here. Harry's right here. Harry, do you know that your mom and I love and accept you exactly the way you are?
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
You're a success.
Well, not me, but him.
Now, did you know this teaching when you were, you know, what you just taught about our ability to basically be conscious and go against our natural urges? Did you teach the kids that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we would be in the hot tub talking about deep spiritual issues when Harry was 4 or 5 years old. It was pretty amazing, and he thinks that way now. And I don't take credit for that at all, but I'm so grateful that he does think that way.
Beautiful. Dr. Thomas, if I want to write you, what's the email address to write you at?
Just go to Contact Us, and Johanna can tell you how to do that, and then they will get that to me.
Contact at what?
Johanna, do you know that offhand?
Well, if you just go to feedback@thehealingcodes.com, and you just say what you want to pose a question to Alex or contact Alex, and they'll get back to you.
And if you send a letter, they'll get the letter to me as well.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
feedback@thehealingcodes.com.
Great. Thank you so much. Appreciate
you
guys.
Thank you, Glenn. God bless you, man.
You too.
All right. Okay, so if anyone else has a question for Alex or a comment you'd like to share, please raise your hand. *2 is going to raise your hand. And I'm going to check really quick to see if we have anything online. Don't see any questions there. And I don't see any new hands up, Alex. I think that's going to be it for today.
Okay, well, check out the longer YouTube video about this subject for the details. What I shared today is not meant to be the whole teaching. It's just sort of an overview. The whole teaching is on YouTube. And just remember, what you want tells you both where you are in life and where you're going. And so to change that, you have to change your want. And I believe this teaching can help you do that. Love you, Johanna. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Alex. All right. So what we're going to do now is change gears. And if you would like to receive a custom code or a custom trilogy, you can raise your hand again, *2. And this time I will unmute your line and we can get you a custom trilogy or a custom code if you like. So give you guys a few seconds to raise your hand. *2, I'll raise your hand. And we want to thank everybody for attending these calls and give us feedback. Please email us, let us know how you like them. By the way, this episode was episode number 29, Spiritual Laws of Nature, on YouTube with Alex. If you wanted to listen to it, I advise you to. And we hope everyone does. That's our intention of having these calls on Wednesday, is that everyone is able to give some feedback or ask Alex questions about it. He gives a really brief summary like what he did today. But the longer version you'll find on YouTube. All right, so I don't see any other hands up, so I'm going to go ahead. Oh, there's one. Whoops. Okay, so this is a caller from Illinois, and your line is open. Yes.
Is this me?
Yes, this is you.
Okay. This is Sheen. Hi, Johanna.
Hi, Sheen.
I was a little late for the class, for the lesson today, that portion Where do I go for the fuller version of what Dr. Alex talked about today on YouTube?
Yes, if you go to YouTube and go to Dr. Alexander Lloyd, let me see if I can find the exact one. Hold on. Okay, it's called Wanting, WANTING, The Secret Spiritual Laws of Nature, Episode 29.
So if you just
type in Alex Lloyd, Spiritual Laws of Nature 29, it'll take you right to it.
Okay, great. Because I actually have the app, Podbean. And then I follow the Whole Life Healing. Can I find it there?
Right? No, I think the Pod, I'm not really sure about the Podbean, if it has the whole thing. I think it does have the Wednesday, the brief version.
Right. It's more like Wednesdays, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's better to go to YouTube and find the full version.
Okay.
All of the full versions are going to be on YouTube, and they're usually posted on Monday or Sunday or Monday, maybe even before. You'll have a few days to look at that, and then Wednesday is like our forum to go ahead and take questions or hear comments.
Okay, I see. So the Monday is the post before Wednesday.
Yes.
So on Wednesday, usually he talks about what's been posted on Monday.
Right, right.
I see. Okay, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to know. Okay. Well, back to me. A couple of weeks ago, I got a custom code for just a, I think it's even related to wanting, that in my mind, I noticed that I tend to have a subconscious goal in my mind. This is what I'm trying to achieve. And yet it's hard for me to feel like I'm okay now before I get there. And of course, once I get there, there will be another goal in my head. And so I constantly live in the state of I'm not okay unless I can achieve, I can change that situation or be at a different place in life. So I feel like I'm definitely, I want to do what, Dr. Alex talked about today, to want, not want what I want.
Right.
It's so hard. It's such a practice. It takes a lot of discipline, and I believe it will take a lot of healing for me in order to get there, because it's beyond my willpower. I know that.
Right.
So I would like to get another code just for me to continue to work on that.
Okay, sounds like a plan. So it's basically what we're going to be doing is addressing any blocks that keep you from being able to have that patience and that trust that you're going to, you can be okay in this present moment even though your goal hasn't been reached yet. You want to be able to have that peace and patience. You could do the relationship issue finder, and that will give you some ideas of where the negative blocks are to you being able to experience peace in this moment and have trust and have faith. It'll give you some areas of maybe, you could explore. But, yes, let's get one. Now, are we getting a trilogy or a healing?
Trilogy.
Okay, very good. Okay, say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear issue.
The fear issue.
Okay. All right. Okay, minute number one. We're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way down to the side of the hand first.
Okay.
Then we're going to go to collarbones, middle of the chest, index finger, side of the hand, under the eyes, under the nose, back to the collarbones, and then the 9G. Okay, minute number two, healing code. First position, left hand bridge, right hand jaw. Second position, both hands brainstem. Third position, both hands Adam's apple. Fourth position, both hands high bridge. Okay, minute number three. We're going to start at the base and slide all the way up and over. Two times. Then we're going to start at the solar plexus. Slide up to the throat. Slide up to the forehead. Slide down to below the belly button.
Okay.
Slide up to the solar plexus. Slide up to the heart. Slide down to the base. And then slide slowly up. You can pause for a few seconds at each energy center. And then what I would do is repeat the healing code at the end.
Oh, okay.
So minute number two, you can do that again at the end. That always kind of gives an extra boost.
Okay.
That's what I would recommend.
Okay. So after base, just slide it all the way up and over, but slowly and pause at each center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel like I have a question. When you mentioned that, just to identify the negative blocks through the heart issue finder, that say if I identify, I know patience is one of my weakness, and then faith is also one of my weak ones. And what can I do accordingly to reflect those emphasis
what you want to do is look at those categories and ask yourself, okay, what relationship issues, either with myself, with others, or even with God, do I recognize where I have experienced patience, impatience, anger, frustration, not being okay right now? I won't be okay until I finally get this, it's like, and trust also. So whatever categories are low, look at those and ask yourself, okay, what have I experienced in this category where I have felt any of the negatives here? Because those are blocks to you being able to come from that place of peace and love and trust in the moment. Any negatives is negative energy stored in you. It's a negative frequency. We want to heal that frequency. We want to raise the level of that frequency up a lot higher. That's going to also strengthen your immune system, but it's your spiritual immune system, that we're primarily looking at.
Okay. So once I did identify what categories are weaker for me, then think about what relationships
what relationship issue, either with yourself, with others, or God, or maybe even your relationship with your community, your relationship with the country,
Okay.
it's just everything is a relationship issue. So you
right.
always want to kind of search and search it from the past, present, and future. So,
yeah.
you know, three perspectives from the past, present, and future, and three relationships, yourself, others, or even God.
Right. I definitely have memories about when it comes to relationships in those categories, past, present, and future. I have memories. So I think about these things before I start doing the code, right? I don't want to...
You don't want to think about them. You just want to identify them. In other words,
identify,
see what
okay.
comes... Yeah, just... It's like you're the observer. You're asking your heart to show you if you have any issues. They come up to your mind. They may not be nice memories, but you acknowledge it. Okay, I see that. It's a wound. It's like a splinter,
yeah.
you know? And so you acknowledge
yeah.
it. Okay. And you don't go into trying to relive it or trying to remember all the gory details, especially if it's particularly
right.
painful. You just know
right.
that you don't have a perfect piece about it. Because if you had a perfect piece about it, it wouldn't even come up on the screen, right? So
right.
you're asking just for any negatives that are blocking you to show up.
Mm-hmm.
And it just take a few seconds. This isn't about digging and digging. Like if you explore a category and nothing comes to mind, just have that intention when you say the prayer before you do your code or address
mm-hmm.
your heart that will be healed at the source. And then do
okay.
your code and don't think about it while you're doing the coding or the trilogy.
Right.
You want to be
okay.
in a positive state. When you're
okay.
when your conscious mind is in a has a positive image, excuse me, then that helps the positive energy that you're infusing and tapping into just flow so much easier. Now, during the tapping, you may want to kind of key it up, you know, in other words, kind of have it in, you know, kind of in focus, but not trying to feel it, but just kind of intending,
mm-hmm.
okay, I am tapping on the negative in this particular memory. And then you just tap, you know.
Okay.
That doesn't mean you think about it the whole time. And some people like to do that. Some people don't need, I mean, I don't do that. I just start tapping. I leave everything
okay.
in the prayer and in my intention, and then I just do the tapping, the code, everything is just, and I'm focusing on love and peace and just, you know, breathing nice and slow. But you do what you feel most comfortable with.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. God bless you, Sheen.
Same to you.
Thanks. All right, so Glenn, I see your hand is up, but I don't know if that was meaning you wanted a custom code. I'm going to unmute you.
It is.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you a question, Johanna.
Okay.
Can you do a custom code? Can you do a custom code surrogate? I'm working with a client of mine who's recovering from trauma, and it's really a slog working with him. He's got so much. And I'm starting to use the trilogy on him, but I'm wondering if you could give me a custom code through me for him.
Let's go ahead and test that. What is his name?
Gary.
Gary. Okay.
Do you want
say
last name?
No, Gary's fine. Okay, so say for me, I am testing for Gary.
I am testing for Gary.
I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear issues.
The fear issues.
Okay, good. Okay, yeah, we'll get one for him. So
okay.
Are you going to do the 3-minute trilogy then?
I could do that with him. I could do that with him, whatever you say.
Are you going to do it with him or just do it and release it to him?
I'll do it with him, live.
Okay. All right. So here we go. You want to say a prayer with him first or, you know, have him address his heart.
Okay.
Whichever he's most comfortable with. Okay. You're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way to the side of the eyes.
Eyebrows Side of eyes, okay.
Side of the hands.
Side of hands.
So you
okay.
Start at the eyebrows and tap all the points all the way to the side of the hands.
Okay.
Then you're going to go to sore spots, middle of the chest, little finger, side of the hand, side of the eyes, under the eyes, chin, and then the 9G.
Okay.
Minute number 2, healing code. Left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge.
Left hand brainstem. Right hand. Is that the one? Is the brainstem is the one with the hands on the forehead and the hand in the back?
The back of the head is the brainstem, and the high bridge is the forehead.
Okay, great.
So left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge. Then you're going to switch hands. Left hand high bridge, right hand brainstem.
Okay.
And then the third position is both hands, Adam's apple. Okay, so minute number 3.
Was that the custom code point for the Adam's apple?
Both hands pointing at the Adam's apple.
Yes.
Hmm? Okay, now minute number 3, we're just going to just simply slide from the base all the way up to the top, over the head to the top of the spine. You're going to do that 2 times and then start again at the base and slide slowly up, pausing at each healing center. So okay. You're going to start at the base, maybe hold it there for about 4 or 5 seconds, move up to the below the belly button. You're going to pause there, then slide up to the solar plexus, pause there, slide up to the heart. You're going to do the whole sequence, but just pausing, not just sliding up without stopping. You're first going to slide all the way up and over 2 times, and then the last time you're going to go slowly.
Okay.
And that's it.
Beautiful. Can I read this back to you real quick? Do you remember if I...
Okay. Yeah, I have it.
So we start with the prayer or the heart, and then we do eye bone to the side of the hand, tapping. Do the whole tapping sequence, okay? And then we do this. Then we go to the sore spots, middle of the chest, little finger. Then we go to the side of the hand. Is that the karate chop?
Yes.
Okay, karate chop. I can't read my writing.
Side of the eyes, or Alex calls it the temple.
Oh, okay. Side of the eyes or temple. Great. Temple, then under the eyes, chin, and then the 9 gamut.
Yes.
And then the final minute is... The brainstem, left brainstem, the pose with both positions, left, right, right, left, and then
right.
the custom code for the Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then minute 3 is a slide regularly twice, and then the last time stop at each healing center for a few seconds.
Correct.
Beautiful. Wonderful. I'm going to try that out today with him, Johanna. Thank
Good.
You so much. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Where can I find the, is the relationship, the thing, is that in my trilogy, the relationship thing that you said to the other person?
You could It's free to do, and you can find it on Alex's website. Look under, I don't know if it's under resources, but if you look on Alex's website, we have all the issue finders there. And I always recommend the relationship issue finder because that one is it just has more categories in it. It breaks it down even more into critical issues in relationships. So you're going to have the same basic questions. But, and that's a tool you can use with your clients. It's still free, so I would use that. Just do it with your client. If your client's there, just have your computer out and just ask them the questions or have them do it themselves on your computer. You'll get all the feedback right there, plus they'll get an emailed to you. Now, some of my clients who are actual medical professionals, they use it with their clients. And they just have their clients do it while they're sitting in the office. So it's a really great diagnostic tool to give you some hints of where the stress is primarily stored, whether they remember the memories or not, whether they know what it is. You know, it'll give you some clues on maybe how to help them.
Beautiful. And that's just under resources at DrAlexLoy.com?
I don't have that site up right now, but yeah, you can find it there.
I have it here. It says blog, calls, audio, videos, coaching, Trilogy coaching, and where is Dr. Alex? Is it one of those?
No, that's not it. Let me see if I can find it really quick while we're here. I got a minute. Okay, let's see. Free resources, diagnostic tests. It's under free resources.
Right.
And it's...
what category?
Diagnostic tests. You want to do the relationship issue finder. So
okay,
are
so
you on the website?
Yes, I am. I'm under free work.
Okay, so what you want to do is... Go up at the top. You see those three lines next to the spyglass at the top of the page.
Does it say heal the root of any issue in minutes with Dr. Alex?
No, look above that. See where it says Dr. Alex, and you see a shopping cart.
Yes.
Right above that, above the black line, look all the way over to the right, and you'll see three lines with the spyglass.
Store, sign in, spyglass.
No access. No. Okay. Okay. So I don't know what your site looks like. Okay. So you see where it says Dr. Alex in blue up at the top, above the. Okay.
Yes.
Look all the way over to the right.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
See those three lines? There's three lines there, and there's a spyglass, search glass.
Okay. On the side I'm on, it just says store, sign in, and the spyglass, and then below all access.
Okay, so you're in a different place. Okay, well, let me see what happens. If you go to the spyglass and you just put diagnostic tests.
Okay. Put that on here. Diagnostic.
I don't know if that'll work, but I'm trying it.
Diagnostic test. I'm just wondering what I don't want to be on the wrong side here. Okay.
I think you're on the you're on the all access site, I think. If you go to DrAlexLoy.com, that's what I have. I mean, you probably have cookies on your computer. I don't understand all of this, but if you're looking at it and you see where it says Dr. Alex in blue, and then on my site I see the three little lines and the spyglass.
Yeah, I don't have that. Mine says, heal the root of any issues in minutes, free resources about core methods, product stories, shop CBD. And then
go to free resources.
Okay. books, podcasts, diagnostic texts. Here it is.
There you go. There it is.
Beautiful. And that's the one, this, the relationship one? Relationship,
yeah,
one.
I would do the relationship.
Got it. Thank you so much, okay. Johanna.
Okay. God bless you, Glenn.
Sorry for the problem. Yeah, I got it. Success. Beautiful. Thank you.
Okay. All right. God bless. Okay,
thank you,
everybody, for being here. We do appreciate your presence, and come back again next week. God bless.